Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, October 4th, 2019. Today, in 2006, WikiLeaks was launched. News magazine Der Spiegel and investigative website Bellingcat have gathered evidence that the murder of a Georgian man in late August in Tiergarten may have been a hit contracted by the Russian state. There are indications that Russian state actors actively participated in the creation of a fake identity for the suspected murderer, to the point that it is almost impossible to draw any other conclusion. According to Norbert Röttgen, chairperson of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the German parliament, the crime appears to have significant and clear political fingerprints. Personal motives or organized crime activities can be almost certainly excluded. The murder is politically sensitive and is reminiscent of the 2018 attack on former Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Britain. A murder committed by the Russian Secret Service on German soil would be nothing short of a diplomatic crisis. Berlin police arrested a Russian citizen claiming the name Vadim Sokolov shortly after the murder. However, this name does not exist in the Russian passport system, and the address that had to be provided as part of the Schengen visa application is false. It is also suspicious that his passport was issued by the same department that, in the past, also issued to agents of the Russian military secret service. The Georgian victim fought against Russia in the Second Chechen War, and later he spent years working as an informant and intermediary for the Georgian and Ukrainian anti-terror agencies. U.S. officials also profited from his contacts in the difficult-to-access Caucasus region. Following constant threats and an attack, he initially fled to Ukraine and then onward to Germany. Der Spiegel, Bellingcat, The Insider, and the Dossier Center are now in possession of information showing that the Russian state may have helped provide the alleged perpetrator with an assumed identity. There are clues within the Russian databases that support the conclusion that the, quote, creation of Sokolov's identity took place shortly before the murder on August 23rd. A note is attached to his entry in the current Russian National Identification Database reading, quote, person protected by law, contact an administrator to obtain this file. Per reporting in the past, similar notices were attached to the files belonging to other Russian Secret Service agents. Several news outlets received a tip just a few days after the August 23rd murder, indicating that Sokolov's real name is Vladimir Stepanov, who was a convicted murderer. However, a forensic photographic comparison by the University of Bradford has not revealed significant similarities. Furthermore, statements indicated that Stepanov was still in jail in Russia. German investigators also don't believe that Stepanov and Sokolov are the same person, as much of the evidence is contradictory and they are continuing to search for the true identity of the suspect. A small piece of plastic, however, could be instrumental. On his way to Berlin, Sokolov traveled through both Warsaw and Paris, and investigators were able to find a Russian SIM card in his hotel room in the Polish capital. It's now in Germany, and investigators are hoping that it will provide valuable clues. After years of negotiations, the BVLG has reached an agreement with the Hines company on conditions for the construction of a 150-meter-high residential tower at Alexanderplatz. According to BVLG spokeswoman Petra Nelken, the BVLG supervisory board has concluded a neighborhood agreement with Hines. The main concern of the transport company was that the weight and pressure of the tower could cause water to enter the underground tunnel of the U5 line. Various experts from both sides have now agreed on a technical solution for the protection of the underground tunnels. Accordingly, a second tunnel is to be built inside of the existing tunnel of the U5, and the inner tunnel is to be given a watertight coating. The Hines company plans to build a high-rise building with around 300 apartments at Alexanderplatz. The tower, designed by U.S. architect Frank Gehry, is to be built behind the Saturn store. After the 365-meter-high TV tower, the Hines Tower would be the second tallest building at Alexanderplatz and would tower 30 meters above the Park Inn Hotel. Because of the enormous weight of the building, experts feared that the subway tunnels could become porous and flooded. The start of construction work would result in a long interruption of underground traffic on the U5. However, it is still unclear when it will occur. A new development plan must be adopted before the present draft can be submitted to the Senate's Technical Supervisory Authority for approval. And before construction work can begin, MITA authorities must give the go-ahead for the Mammoth Project. In connection with the attack on a Christmas market in Berlin almost 3 years ago, a new video has emerged in which the assassin Anis Amri held a gun and threatened violence several weeks before the crime. According to research by Süddeutsche Zeitung, NDR and WDR, the Federal Intelligence Service, or the BND, is the owner of this video. The BND is said to have received the Amri video from a foreign secret service, but did not want to comment on the source and how they received the recording. The BND already informed the investigators of the Federal Criminal Police Office, or the BKA, about the existence of the recording in March of 2017. However, agents stated that at the time, the information could not be used because it came from a foreign secret service, which obliged them to maintain confidentiality. At the time the video was recorded, Amri was no longer considered acutely dangerous by German authorities. The later assassin increasingly frequented the drug scene and visited a mosque only irregularly. So far, there is nothing to suggest that German authorities already knew about the video recording of November 2016. After the attack, the IS published a confessional video by Amri on a bridge in Nordhofen. Apparently, it was recorded between the 31st of October and the 1st of November of 2016. In it, Amri swears allegiance to the leader of the terrorist militia Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and announced an assassination attempt. Around 20,000 volunteers are to test the operating procedures at the problematic BER airport in the coming year. Airport boss Engelbert Ludger Doldrup expects the volunteers to test the airport by summer of 2020, and the final construction work and defects are to be expected to be completed and finished in the course of the first quarter of 2020. Ludger Doldrup said that 85% of the remaining defects on cable routes have now been repaired, stating, quote, "The search for volunteers will begin at the beginning of the new year." The airport is scheduled to open in October of 2020, after 13 years of construction and 9 years of delay. Despite the many mishaps and mistakes, the public interest in the airport is very high. According to the airport boss, there are already many questions as to where and when potential volunteers could apply, stating, quote, "Whenever we lead visitor groups, we get a lot of positive feedback. And I also think those enlisted will look forward to getting to know BER exclusively for one day." However, the idea is not entirely new. A test with volunteers was already carried out at BER in 2012. Despite the optimism, no concrete opening date has been announced yet. But according to Ludger Doldrup, the opening will not be celebrated much anyway. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.